What a privilege to cross over to Edward Henry Pazane. He is in Worcester, and they started their work on the 1st of March, their walk on the 1st of March 2021 from Harwick in KwaZulu-Natal. And perhaps you could recall when I had the interview with him way back in March when they started. And amazing how the Lord God Almighty provided everything, even the small things, as they started the walk. They've stayed in guest houses, hotels, people's houses, and from Nottingham Road Hotel to sleeping at garages. And they reached Bloemfontein, Mangaung, on the 2nd of April, and not knowing even where they were going to stay. And a lady at a guest house for the weekend, the house was called Elijah House. They are so blessed and connected to the House of Bread in Bloem as well. Now, my privilege to say, Edward Henry Pazane, good afternoon to you once again, sir.
Good afternoon, Johan. Good afternoon. Yeah, what a privilege. It's a humble privilege to be on your station. But more than anything else, I just want to say that all praise, glory, and honor be to my Father Yahweh that gave his only begotten Son, Yahshua Mashiach, for all of our sins. It's been a hard, hard spiritual fight and a battle all the way. But it's definitely been well worth it.
My brother, you have a scroll to be delivered. And that is to be delivered to pastors Arthur and Michelle Kutsir from the Prophetic Ministries in Cape Town. Just tell us something about the scroll.
Well, you know, we started walking, like you say, on the 1st. It just started out as a walk, as a normal walk for Christ. But little did we know that by the time we got to Bloemfontein, that how things would develop. We got there, and when we got a phone call, a guy took me, bought us nice big hamburgers. He took us to the pick and pay, and the next day we went to the church. We picked up the scroll on the 4th of the 4th. This prophetic scroll's got to be released over Table Mountain. There's a revival linked to this whole prophetic thing. It's Africa, South Africa, and who knows how the Father's plans work. I think more than that, the world, possibly. Little did I know humbly that me and Anthony were chosen. He was chosen to blow the shofar, and I was chosen to be the baton carrier. And I've humbly accepted. It's been, what a privilege, truly, truly, truly. And things have just developed from there. In Beaufort West, I'd injured my foot. We were down there for about 5 days in the Oasis Hotel, and I'd basically sat down and I'd given up. I said, Father, now what do I do? Where do I go from here? Because I'm too tired to walk. And my daughter went on the blink, and I went to the lady by the reception, and I said, excuse me, can I possibly maybe tap into your Wi-Fi? She gave me the Wi-Fi password, which was Cape to Cairo, because from Cape Town, the word is going to Cairo, and then it's going to go to Israel. So that was confirmation, and nobody knew that. I mean, we knew it was going Cape to Cairo, but that little piece of paper, that's only the Ruach Kadosh that does things, like the Holy Spirit. That was confirmation in a lot of ways. And yeah, it's just the kindness that has come out more than anything else. We slept by the protection of the Holy Spirit. We slept in the Karoo on the highways and byways of South Africa, and Anthony's blown the shofar, and I've walked, and we've given chips out. We've given the gospel, and I've been more than blessed. I've had a guardian angel that's come my way, a lady, Dr. Joanne Chase Jansen. The Sunday we were supposed to leave Beaufort West, we went to the garage, and they filled up. As we were driving, Anthony said, hey, something is not right here. He checked the slip. We stopped 9 kilometers I came down, he stopped 9 kilometers outside of Beaufort West. They put petrol in the tank, in a diesel tank. So we had to be towed back to Beaufort West. They sorted the problem out. We left the next morning. As we were walking out of Beaufort West, on the right-hand side, this moon came down, but it was the biggest, most beautiful moon ever, ever, ever. Pinkish, peachy, and in my whole ganging for 57 years, it's the first time I've ever seen anything like it. We slept halfway between Beaufort West and another place, but we slept at a railway siding. That night, as the sun was going down, Anthony blew the shofar. But little did we know that at the same appointed time, nobody phoned each other and said, we're going to be blowing at Cape Agulhas and Cape Point. Two guys simultaneously blew around about the same time the shofar. So there were three guys blowing simultaneously, and the voice of heaven was heard.
Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. I want to ask you a practical question. How far do you walk every day? And give us just an indication. You just touched on it. Edward, where do you sleep at night? How far do you, walk every day? Where do you sleep?
By grace, we've people have offered us, but what we have been doing lately is by grace, as we stop, like we stopped in Lanesburg, it was about 7 o'clock that night. We walk approximately, it depends, how to get to the nearest place, or we sleep out in the open. 35, 40, sometimes 50 kilometers a day. It's not easy having an injured foot, but you know what? There's only one way. That's, you've got to reach deep down in your soul. The Holy Spirit is the only answer that I've come up with. That to me is, I don't lean on any understanding anymore. I know there's only one way, the Holy Spirit. But there's a revival coming in South Africa. There's a revival in Africa. We know that to be true. Johan, it's been a journey. Even when it started, I didn't expect it to be like this. It's just blown my socks off. The Holy Spirit has just done what he has to do.
And just share with us some of the most difficult challenges you had to face where the Holy Spirit came to your aid, and in retrospect, looking back, just thinking now, how on earth did I get through that only by the power of the Holy Spirit?
Today I walked through the Toys Cliff.
Yeah.
And as I was walking, I just looked at the beauty of the thing, and my foot was sore. I just wanted to sit down and give up. And I was speaking to the Father, like I said, Dad, now what do I do? Where do I go from here? What do I do? Because from here, I don't even know where. Do I have a place to stay? I don't even have a home after this. I'm saying I'm basically homeless, but I'm not homeless in Christ. And I started crying. I sent a voice message to Dr. Jansen. For me, that's, meeting her was Holy Spirit appointed. There's no two ways about that. And she just sent me a message. I cried. I couldn't stop crying. And it wasn't like tears of sorrow. It was tears of joy, but sorrow mingled inside with a sore foot. And she reads the moment every single time, and she's highly connected to, well, she's been in the mission field for the last 60 years. She trained with Reinhard Bonnke, but the kindness and the love that I've received from people like my good friend Judy, but Dr. Jansen, for me, it was like at that moment I just needed a mother's a gentle touch, and that was exactly the way she prayed. You know, I've never in my whole life ever, 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 and I'm not building this person up to put on the pedestal, but I've never heard somebody pray like that in my life. In all my years.
Yeah, can I ask you, Edward, from Dr. Jansen to the next question, which ministry opportunities hath the Lord provided and you enjoyed so far?
Every single one. We've been into so many different churches, but the main thing that I've enjoyed, that where I find my peace and my love, is in the wilderness. The beauty of the Father. You know what? Everybody in South Africa cries about land, but there's so much land. He's provided an abundance, but we take it and we abuse it. Dr. Jansen is in Amonis. She runs Jesus for Africa Ministries.
Yeah.
She deals with people that are dying. She's actually a quantum physicist. Highly, she's actually not just a doctor, she's a professor. But the servant heart and the servant leadership that comes from there, that's our heart. The first time in my whole life I've basically ever seen a human being that I could say is more Christ-like that I've ever seen in my life.
Edward,
that's how I strive to be.
May I ask you, because our time is running out, I want to ask you this as well. What is the communication that you are experiencing walking alone all the way from Harwick down to Cape Town? What is the Lord telling you in those quiet moments when you go through much agony and sore with your foot, etc.? Why is South Africa in such a dilemma right now?
We perish from the lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. We lean on our own understanding instead of looking not to the cross or at the cross, but through the cross. You see, a lot of people, and I'm not saying this with disrespect towards anybody, they say, go lay your burdens down at the cross. Yeshua is off the cross a long time ago. He is alive in every single thing. He's alive. We just have to open our spirits to His love and His understanding that one day to treat each other with kindness. Every time that we've come across there's devastation. Young children in Voortrekker Street in Beaufort West, I saw the worst. A whole long street of people that have been made beggars. You know, I don't like politics or anything like that, but we've got to pray for this government of the day that something has got to happen, because even with COVID, we know that COVID is a cover-up. Definitely, there's no two ways about it. We stayed in places like Hanover where we've spoken to people in America, but people haven't died from COVID, yeah? They've died from heart failure and stuff like that. But our country, the only way is we got to turn to Yeshua. That's there's no other way. We can never, with politics over the barrel of a gun, we can never, ever do anything like that. We need more servant leadership, people to be humbled. Everybody wants to be leaders, but nobody wants to be servant. Christ came to serve, not to be served.
Edward, I want to ask you another question, and I'm asking these questions because I know you had so many hours and hours and days, 2 months, where the Lord had the opportunity to just have your mind and your heart connected to Him while you were walking all these kilometers. What did He tell you in your heart of hearts? And I ask this by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. What are the standing of the churches, the church, the body of Christ?
Again, I say no disrespect to anybody, but Yeshua is not in the churches. He's created every single living thing in this life. We've got to have respect for what He's created for animals, for trees. We, you know what, if you look at through the Karoo, how much plastic and people just throw and disrespect, that's disrespect towards a father. That is definitely disrespect towards a father. And the message that I know that He's given me is restoration. I've had to deal with a lot of anger issues in my life. I've had to deal with being sore like this. Imagine when He walked to the cross, how did He feel? They battered Him. They broke His feet. He was bleeding long before He was even on the cross. Imagine how He felt, how He walked. He must have said, you know, like, when I walk now, and it's not even a tinge of the pain. He must have said, you know what, just let it be over. But He didn't cry out or anything. He walked to the cross knowing that for mankind, for salvation, the people, our brothers, the brethren and everybody now, brothers and sisters in Yeshua now, we've got to stand up and be counted in this country. We've got to stand up and we've got to make sure that we've got to hold hands and we've got to join together black, white, Indian, colored. It's not about race, but it's about serving the Father. Poverty is a mindset. COVID is not even a mindset. I mean, we've traveled and nothing has happened. He's been with us all the time. So I say we've got to love our neighbor, but love your Father more than anything else, because he is a jealous Father. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, and never forget the other 8 commandments, because what I've noticed with the New Age churches, and again, I say this in thing, the 2, but they forget the 8. I know the 2 cover all, but what they teach the youngsters today, they don't teach them the whole 10 commandments.
Edward Henry Puzain, I can hear the brokenness of your spirit as the Lord God Almighty, by His Holy Spirit and Christ Jesus' grace, has worked in your blood by His holy blood. And we pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, my brother. And thank you for being a servant on behalf of so many people.
It's the only way I know how, Johan.
Amen.
I've put my hand to the plan. I can't turn back like I've turned back before. Because
amen.
Then I might as well take a rope and hang myself up in the tree. Speaking honestly, but I can't turn back on the plan anymore. That's it. It's only one way to go forward now. I'm too old to know any other way. But I'll go forward. I've come to the point in time in my life where if I have to die for my Father in heaven, that He gave His only begotten Son to die for our sins, I will gladly lay my life on the line. In faith, not in foolishness.
Amen to that. Edward Henry Puzain, may the Lord God Almighty bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God bless, sir.
Thank you for having me on. Bless you guys.